dance on our floor.
Okay, what's next?
Let's just do some winding down, okay? Just
all right.
Hang over. Let your head be loose and start bobbing.
All right.
You know, this is very good for the circulation.
It sure is. I feel better already.
Now, Shag, don't you have something to do?
Nothing better than this. Could you keep bobbing? That was my favorite part.
Jack, could you just get lost or join us?
I'd like to join you.
Okay.
All righty.
You may join.
Okay. What do I do?
Well, you better loosen up a little.
Loosen up?
Mm-hmm.
You guys loose?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just... Talk to me, Mama. I'm loose as a goose on juice. Woo! I'm loose.
Just
I'm ready.
Feet apart. Come on. Feet apart. Head down.
Woo!
Okay. Touch your toes.
All right. And one, two, three, four.
Two, two, three,
four, three, two, three, four.
This is easy.
Five,
two,
three,
four, six. Don't lose count. Don't stop me now. Seven, two.
You are hopeless.
But I count good, don't I?
No.
Hi, Mr. Furley.
Shh. I've got a splitting headache.
Come on in. I'm awfully sorry. I'm sorry again.
Hi, Mr. Furley. What's the matter?
Oh, I've tried everything to get rid of this headache, and it just won't go away. I've tried hot compresses, cold compresses, self-hypnosis.
And aspirin didn't work?
Aspirin?
Mr. Furley, why don't you have a seat and I'll get you some aspirin?
Yeah, come on, RF, take a load off.
Yeah.
I never should have drank so much brandy on that Grunion run last night.
Grunion?
Yeah, Grunion are little fish, Terry.
And they can run?
How long do you have to live in California to know that Grunion are little fish that swim ashore and then they burrow into the sand?
Why do they do that?
Because of their instinct for survival. They swim thousands of miles against incredible odds just so they can find a safe beach where they can mate.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, then you scoop them up and fry them and eat them.
Mr. Furley, gross.
Well, Terry, at least they die happy, you know.
Here, Mr. Furley, here's your aspirin.
Oh, thank you.
And here's some Spare.
Thanks. Sure. You have no idea how bad I feel. I keep hearing this pounding in my head. Oh, there it goes again.
Mr. Furley, we heard it, too.
You did? It's even worse than I thought.
I'll go get you some water.
And I'll go get the dough.
Okay.
Larry!
Hi, buddy.
Hey, pal. Hi, Terry. Hi, Mr. Furley.
Here's your water, Mr. Furley.
Never mind.
Hey, Mr. Furley, you didn't even wait to hear my news.
Oh, what news?
My sister's in town.
Oh, great. When can we meet her?
As soon as she finishes unpacking.
Yeah?
Yeah, great. Listen, one thing before she gets here. Now, don't take this the wrong way, but just try and make a good impression.
What?
Well, you know, just be careful how you act. And, Jack, you can do me a favor, too.
Speak to me.
Go out with Diane.
Huh?
Buddy, she's 19. She didn't come to California to look at the orange trees. She's going to want to go out with some great-looking guy who can show her a nice time.
Well,
and I'd feel so much safer if she went out with you instead. That's... Thanks a lot.
Oh, no, come
Come on, you know what I mean. She's a sweet, innocent kid, and I just want to keep her that way.
Oh, well, Larry, you can trust Jack. Can't he?
Yes, Mother.
Promise?
Promise.
Oh, God. Hello?
Oh, Diane, come in, dear. Sis, I'd like you to meet my very dear friends, Terry, Janet, and Jack.
Hi.
Charmed.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Larry's told me all about you. I think it's so wonderful that you live with your two sisters.
His two sis.
Yes, and what a loving family they are.
Well, you know, I like to think so. I think of us as a tremendously loving trio. Sister Janet, Sister Terry.
You know, Jack, be careful. You don't want to aggravate that old injury.
What old injury?
Well, you know, this
one. The old one with the bruise.
Well, would you like to sit down, Diane, Terry?
Oh, yeah, come on, Diane.
No pancreas here.
So, Diane, how long are you going to be here?
Yeah, just a few days.
Oh, which reminds me, there really isn't much room up at my place for Diane. I thought maybe she could stay with you.
Oh, well, sure. We would love to have
you. Yeah, you can sleep in Jack's room.
Well, it'll be kind of crowded, but for a friend, what the heck?
And Jack will take the couch.
Heck.
Good, then it's settled. Oh, Diane, you are going to love Los Angeles. There's so much to see and do. Right, Jack?
Oh, right, yeah. And listen, if you'd like to go out with me, we can see and do some of it tonight.
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, wonderful. And then a little later on, you could stop at my place for some cookies and cocoa.
Cocoa?
Oh, silly me. Jack likes tea, of course.
Cookies and tea. Won't that be nice? Yes. Oh. Come on.
We better get going. I'm taking Diane to the museum.
Oh, which one?
There's more than one. I will decide along the way.
See you later, Jack. And thanks for letting me stay here.
Oh,
hey, Diane,
sure.
I'll pick you up a little after 7, okay?
Toodaloo. Bye.
Bye.
So that's Larry's sister.
Yeah. She seems like such a nice kid.
Yeah. You think she's adopted?
Janet, what side does Jack sleep on? His right side or his left side?
What difference does it make?
Well, a lot. You see, if I were to put the pillow here and he sleeps on his right side, he'd be sleeping with his nose in the couch.
Terry.
However, if I were to put the pillow over there and he sleeps on his right side, he'd be staring at the wall.
Terry.
But if I were to put the pillow here and he sleeps on his left side...
Terry!
What?
Just remember what side Jack likes to sleep on.
What?
His backside.
Oh. Hi.
They're not back yet.
So?
So, it's almost 10:30.
Oh, come on, Larry. Come on. Now, you wanted Jack to show Diane a good time, right?
Good time? You're talking about my baby sister.
Larry, I am sure Jack is treating her just like he does every other girl he takes out.
I'll kill him.
Larry!
No, wait. Where did they go? Dinner? Doesn't take me that long to eat. What, a hamburger, French fries? What are we talking about here? 10 minutes, tops? Another 5 for a drink? Oh, my God. A drink. He's plying her with liquor. Of all the contemptible, low-down, sneaky,
Larry.
Slimy...
Hi, everybody.
Where have you been?
Look what Jack won for me at the carnival.
Uh-huh. Carnival?
Yeah.
That's right.
And we had a wonderful time.
Well... Why are you home so early? I mean, it's not even 10:30. I hope you didn't rush home on my account.
Well, there, as a matter of fact, I was afraid you'd be a little worried.
Me? Worried about Diane? Have you ever heard of anything so ridiculous? Well, have you? Speak!
No!
I couldn't sleep.
Well, I was doing fine.
What time is it anyway?
It's 2:00.
2:00, Larry? What are you doing down here at
2 o'clock in the morning.
I came down to apologize.
Okay, fine. I accept.
No, no, not to you, to Jack, my best friend. I feel awful. All those horrible things I said about it.
Larry.
Oh, what's going on?
It's Larry. He came down to apologize.
Okay, fine. I accept.
Look, look. Just let me speak to Jack, all right? As soon as I get this off my chest, I'll be able to go to sleep.
And so will we.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, Larry's here. Jack.
I'll kill him.
Larry, he must be in the bathroom.
Go look.
You look.
I'll look. Jack? I'll kill him. Jack? They're gone.
They've gone.
I'll kill them.
My baby sister. She's just a child.
Oh, come on, Larry. She's not a child anymore.
Sure, not after tonight. I'll kill her.
You'll have to wait in line.
Now, wait a minute. There has got to be some simple explanation for all this.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah. Well, Jack's not here.
Right.
And Diane's not here.
Right.
And there are a lot of other people who aren't here either. What?
I hope Janet and Terry didn't wake up and start worrying about us.
No, no, I left them a note where they can't miss it.
Oh, good. Thanks for taking me on a Grunion run. I've never seen anything like it. They practically jumped right into my lap.
I know. Talk about fresh fish. Shh! Get over there!
What? Larry!
Aha! Sorry. Where's my baby sister? Diane?
I'll be in a minute. I want to shake the sand off this blanket. Larry, what did you do?
We'll talk about it in the morning.
Hey, Larry. Larry.
Are you all right, Jack?
Why did Larry hit me?
Because he was worried about his sister.
As if you didn't know.
We knew
what you were doing, Jack.
Poor little Diane.
What are you talking about? She had the time of her life.
What?
I gotta tell you, she was a little squeamish at first, but once she got the hang of it, there was no stopping her. Honest, I couldn't keep up with her. If it were up to Diane, we'd still be there.
Kiss and toast.
No, no thanks, Jan. I'm not very hungry this morning.
Janet.
When someone has something to apologize for, they'd be big enough to go ahead and do it.
Then what are you waiting for?
Me? Why should I apologize for taking Diane on a grunion run?
A grunion run?
Yeah, didn't you read my note?
What note?
The note that I put up on the bathroom wall. Don't you two ever go to the bathroom anymore?
That is really choice, Jack.
A note. Do you honestly expect us to believe a feeble excuse like that? Well, let me tell you, not this time, Buster.
Buster's note fell on the floor.
Jack. We're really sorry. Really.
You can see how it looked.
You were so ready to believe the worst. That's what really hurts.
Can you ever forgive us, Jack?
I don't know.
Please.
Okay, we tried.
No, wait, you give up too easy. Come here.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Oh,
I'm so
glad.
Okay, Jack.
You've forgiven us enough.
I'm sorry, I can't help myself.
Now, don't you think you ought to go up and straighten things out with Larry?
I'm sure that Diane has straightened him out already.
That's probably Larry now. Come on.
Oh, I hope so. Come on.
I bet he's coming down to apologize this minute.
Larry, am I glad to see you?
Sorry to bother you, girls. What I have to say won't take very long.
I don't think he talked to his sister yet.
Oh, yes, I did.
Then why are you still mad? Didn't she explain about last night?
She told me you took her on the grunion run and that nothing else happened.
So? So? She never lied to me before she met you. Oh, come on, Larry. Will you get off it? I mean, what kind of an idiot would take a girl on a grunion run if he wanted to make it with her?
Hey, Jack, I don't call you names.
What is this?
I brought back everything I ever borrowed from you.
Where's the 20 I lent you last week?
I couldn't fit it in the box.
I wouldn't have done that to your sister. I don't have a sister.
Yeah, well, maybe if you did, you'd have a little bit more respect for women.
Larry.
Butt out, Janet.
Hey. You know what your problem is, Jack? You think you can get away with murder just because you look like that.
Like what?
Innocent. Just look at you. That innocent face. Those big blue innocent eyes. Looking like you don't even know what's going on.
What is he talking about?
See?
If I had a face like that, you know how many used cars I could unload? Millions! All right, get out. I want you out of here. Just leave. Get out! Out!
What are you trying to say?
Okay.
But not until I've made one thing perfectly clear. I want my box back after you've emptied it.
Get out! Toe pain.
Jack, maybe if you...
What do you want for breakfast?
Jack, if you just listen...
You want eggs?
Jack, Larry, is
How
your
do you want
friend?
Your eggs, huh? Scrambled it is. What do you want in your eggs? Onions, peppers?
Jack, if you'll just listen...
I'm waiting.
All right. Onions. Plenty of onions.
You want onions? You've got onions.
Larry.
Diane locked me out. Is it okay if I use your phone?
Is it okay, Janet?
It's okay.
Hello?
It's okay, Larry.
Diane? It's Larry. What do you mean, Larry who? Your brother, Larry. She hung up. She won't talk to me. I lost my baby sister.
Larry, that's because you didn't trust her.
I trusted her. I just didn't believe her.
Larry...
Didn't you say that she had never lied to you?
That's right.
Well, has Jack ever lied to you?
He wouldn't dare. He knows I'd see right through him.
Well, then.
Somebody's made a big mistake here.
So? Why don't you go out there in the kitchen and apologize to Jack?
Apologize? I came down here to just ask him a few simple questions, and he throws me out. Me, his best friend.
Larry.
No, 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 no. If he wants me to apologize, you tell him he's going to have to make the first move.
Well,
go on, tell him.
Jack. Oh! Woo, that's enough onions.
You want to make the omelet?
Larry's out there.
Is he ready to apologize?
Not exactly.
Then I don't want to speak to him.
But Jack...
No, Janet, my mind is made up. Okay?
Well, what'd he say? Oh, he couldn't say anything. He's too broken up.
He is?
Well, Larry, nobody likes to lose a friend.
Nah, I don't believe it.
See for yourself. Jack, could you come out here for a second?
Yeah. What do you want?
I think that Larry has something he wants to say to you.
Oh, Jack. Jack, I'm so sorry. Don't cry.
Neither can I. Can you ever forgive me?
Of course I can, Larry.
Oh,
it's okay.
Oh, hey, come on. It was all my fault.
No.
My headache's gone. Oh, my God, it's back.
Well, goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
And thanks for letting me stay here with you.
Oh, it was our pleasure, Diane. Yeah, we loved it.
And, Jack, I really had a wonderful time the other night at the beach. You taught me so much.
Oh.
Well, goodbye.
Bye-bye, Diane.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. She's such a sweet little child, isn't she? Excuse me, I've things to do.
So much.
About Grunion. There is a certain skill involved, you know. They're very slippery. You can't just pick them up.
Oh, right, of course. Yeah. Silly me. Right. I mean, little Diane, she wanted to go on a Grunion run, and Jack was nice enough to take her. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing.
No, absolutely not. Not a I mean, not even if you are young and impressionable and you're out with this good-looking guy.
Late at night, all alone, on a moonlit beach... with a blanket. Jack!
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.